Well,
sometimes.
I'm talking about.
I know, but yeah, I'm just letting you know. I don't handle the cold well.
We came down here for the warmth, and we are pissed off.
Yeah.
I don't blame
it. It's so cold.
They got to heat the pool around the corner. Yeah.
Like, well, we're not.
The country club, we went there last night.
Isn't it wonderful?
It's really best place. It was like real.
For
yeah.
the price of a drink,
is
where? You can go
it's
in the mansion
club.
And sit there
it's
and just
it's
absorb
like a few blocks from here.
The history of how houses were built. And,
oh, yeah? Where is that at?
It's two streets up, mm-hmm. Louisa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Take a left, and it's the first big place on the left with palm trees.
Okay.
It's real fun. They'll, like, rent. You can just go in and drink, or you can pay a price to get into the backyard, which has jacuzzis
have
and a heated pool and a sauna. You can, like, rent a towel from them.
Food,
it was
food's
apparently
excellent.
Until a couple of months ago clothing optional. But they've cracked down, so now
okay.
we've got to put
it. I've been clothing optional forever.
I know,
the
they were really pissed off that it was.
First of all, it's gay owned and operated, so nobody, none of the dudes or people would
care,
really know that.
Right.
But then the strippers started finding out that they could go Sunday. And the strippers told their hipster boyfriends put it on their little thing that they look at in their hand, a smartphone. And the next thing you know, the neighborhood's busting loose. It's the hottest thing since sliced bread, you know? I've had ex-girlfriends, ex-wives, everybody getting in touch with me. What's going on down there? Are you rich? My, I'm like, give me a break. I'm living in a damn box down by a river.
This is your studio? You work here?
Yeah. You can go out and look out the back.
He just finished the sign over here for Elizabeth.
Come out and look.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I just,
Did you see this, Liz?
I'll give you all a mini tour. They needed a proper sign.
You don't mind photos, do you?
No, I'll hold it up for you. I forgot the punctuation. I think it needs to be a comma here. And an exclamation point.
Real
I think
food.
It's done real good. No, you don't need any punctuation.
This looks like it should be an Ethiopia in a booth. Or
here, Liz. Liz. Look at me.
We want the artist, not you.
This looks like an African grocery store in Canada. The colors, you know?
Yeah, it is.
Pretty
good.
Neat. And I hope that Brian's happy with it. He's been very kind to me, letting me put my artwork in there. And these are gators that are trying to get done. It took me 3 years to get enough teeth. I did a rap the other day. I did a little rhyming about it. My friend's name's on the wall, Junebug. His gator farm burned down.
Oh, dear.
And then Maurice, who lives way up in the swamps, said, Dr. Bob, the meth head stole my gator heads off the ant beds. And I said,
oh, no.
Gator heads stolen from the ant beds by the meth heads out in the bayou. You can't believe the crime reaching out there and all this stuff. And these people were cracking up laughing. I said, can you imagine if methamphetamines is fucking with the alligator head trade?
Really?
I mean, for God's sakes, man. And the funny thing is, Junebug used to be a coke dealer back in the day in the 70s and early 80s when disco was in. And he weighed me out 8 pounds of gator teeth on the same damn scale he got busted selling cocaine on 30 years ago. I said, damn, Junebug.
You can have
ballroom dancing's my love now, Dr. Bobby. Had a big hat on, his long hair, and his Bermuda shorts. Put a dance studio in your house. Swear to God, I seen him on Channel 4 one morning. I called my homies in Pearl River. I was like, dude, Junebug's on TV dancing. And I go, hell yeah, Dr. Bob, you didn't know that? That's his new drug. So I seen it firsthand. So now I've got 8 pounds alligator teeth.
So you put gator teeth in the gators?
That's real. All this, my sculptures have alligator teeth.
Oh, yeah.
My sister loved dragonflies, and when she passed away, I found that's the starburst in the gable end of the house.
Oh.
And I put the doorknobs in the house, and I made that
My grandparents had an old farmhouse, and when they passed, the only thing I wanted was they had doorknobs like that. One said was purple, and one was white, and I, like, that was all I wanted was that, and I have
this is going to be a Catahoula cur dog.
Oh.
Doorknob, I got.
That's awesome.
I can't wait to make it. I was working on it today.
Cool.
I started. Mm-hmm. I had 13 kindergarten kids here today. Wore me out. They all made their own piece of art. They all ate their little lunch in the middle of the floor. It was so cool.
Oh, that's fun.
And out here, I got some kind of
hey, Liz?
The works of the guts of the pack. Hillbilly hot tub. Plymouth coupe sitting in there that's hot to go. I lost the keys in there. That's a firecracker stand I bought on Craigslist. I painted it all up. My landlord goes, Jesus Christ, Bobby, you're starting a fucking carnival? I'm like, what do you care? I'm paying the rent. So this is where I work at. I have Dr. Nutt's building, as you can see. I'm donating that piece to the Food and Beverage Museum.
Yeah, we just came from there.
I think that Miss Liz would be... I made all them signs in there that were hanging over each state.
Did you really? It's a great museum.
I screwed Virginia up real good. I don't know where it is. It's around here somewhere. I put West Virginia...
Oh, you messed up, huh?
And thank God somebody spotted it.
What does he see? Something.
He's all of that.
So spray paint is a big part of your process?
It is. These are, I use spray paint for quick drying, but these are all cypress knees.
Mm-hmm.
And I have the soda pop boxes. I bought Hansel and Gretel Harlan. Own Barks Root Beer,
mm-hmm.
And I bought them out. I met them in Memphis 20-something years ago at the first art show, and Vinny, who's named Gretel, said, where'd you get them Barks caps? I said, I stole them out of the Half-Time Street warehouse in New Orleans when they closed. She goes, well, this is the owner of Barks, Mr. Harlan. She's going to go to jail, you know? And she told me she had a barn full of boxes, bottles, and bottle caps. Then after the hurricane, this drunk lawyer was in the bar by House of Blues, and his name was Hansel. And my friend came home and said, boy, I met this lawyer. Said he owned a soda pop company in Baton Rouge. I said, what was his name? And he goes, Hansel. I said, did you get his card? He goes, no. I'm like, that's Hansel and Gretel, the story I've been telling you guys for 20 years of this mysterious box of stuff. Well, I got it. And it's stored across the street in that barn over there. So, my idea was to make tables out of cypress knees, leave the bark on them, and Barks, and paint a picture of a dog. Barks.
Barks.
Barks, Barks, Barks. And I'm doing it. It took me 20 years to start, but I'm on rapid
That's
fire
your...
right now. It's like tomorrow I got to make at least 3 a day because Jazz Fest is coming.
Yeah, when is Jazz Fest?
Last weekend of April, first weekend of May.
What are we listening to? Is that a train?
Yep.
Oh God, don't move in that place. That's all you'll ever hear is the damn train. I lived in that penthouse when Jimmy would leave town. He let me stay over there. Every 4 hours, the train wakes up. And that little Wayne lives up there. The other one, I was there. Smoking dope and playing thumper pump music all night, shaking the building. I wanted to get high, just go stand by the door and breathe through the cracks. You know, laugh about all the time. I get in the elevator, and this guy kept looking at me. And I said, what's wrong with you, man? Why do you look at me every time I get in the elevator? He goes, dude, you smell like a goddamn forest fire. I was like, that ain't me, bro. That's Lil Wayne in there. He goes, yeah, right. This neighborhood's gone crazy, man.
Well, it's coming back, isn't it?
Oh, it's back.
Yeah.
She wrapped it?
It's back. Oop, I got a maid. We had Old Navy here yesterday doing a photo shoot. 2 weeks ago, they had Elle Magazine from Europe here using the bicycle. They used Pretty Boy's guitar up there.
Oh, really?
Want your picture here with them?
Those black guys in that picture up there, that's their bicycle, and they came to see me. 2 months ago, they lived in Houston.
Uh-huh.
They're 82 years old.
Home.
Al and Al. Big Al and his brother twin. And I like to sell over these two, a cab pulled up and them two bastards come to see
but
me.
This one's
and
200, this one's 200.
Took his bicycle and pictures from his house that was being looted in the storm.
Yeah, that's great.
But this one's kind of nice.
Yeah.
You know, like the blue.
I'm so proud of the L Magazine.
Indian Villages.
Well, I don't know much of the history of this.
Well,
this
I don't think that's here in New Orleans.
No, it's not.
But I don't know if this is either.
Yeah, they like all
you could ask him.
Well, I wasn't alive, you have to say.
Dr. Buck, tell us about this guy here.
Well, Indian Village is across Lake Pontchartrain.
Okay.
And it was an Indian landing on the river, and it was the road, Indian Village Road, was Indian Village Boy Scout camp for blacks. And so as white kids knew when the season was over, and they had free-flowing artesian water swimming pools, no chemicals. Just constant free, 99.9% pure water, so we climbed the fence and ride our bikes out there. And then as I grew up, I drank my ass off in there. It was the place to be. And it was out in the swamp, and the rednecks had their camp houses at the boat landing, and if you got in like Flynn, they'd take you across the river to the camp houses. Like Twister Wascom, he was the chief of police of Bogalusa, he had a camp there. The Miley brothers, Bud Holmes, knew all these old cats. They're dead and gone now. And that place is dead and gone since this last hurricane got it.
Yeah.
It tore it all to hell. And then there's Indian mounds and all out there too. And
yeah.
It's a fancy subdivision now. They bought all that land up. The Creole people used to live there. Light-skinned black folks lived in a community in that Indian Village area as well.
I really like that one.
It's a Honey Island swamp.
Take it home.
Yep.
This is the Honey Island swamp?
That's where it is.
Oh, yeah.
That's what Ignatius is in the painting with the Dr. Nutt, the book Confederacy of Dunces.
Uh-huh.
I started painting that, and I set it in Honey Island swamp, and unbeknownst to me, that's the first piece of the building I ever got. Unbeknownst to me, Honey Island swamp was going to mean a whole lot more to me than...
Yeah, after the fact. Yeah.
After the fact, when the bees got me. So I have to,
you know, he's an ex-beekeeper.
No kidding.
That's why I asked if you were a beekeeper.
I had the pine straw and the puffer going. I was set, dude. You know, they weren't going to get my ass. Because when I went in, I seen a sign hanging from the ceiling. The whole interior of the building was Dr. Nutt signs. Never seen the weather.
Yeah.
And then embossed door screens.
Yeah,
the screen
doors, yeah, right.
They were the baseboard. I was like Indiana Jones.
Right.
Yahoo! And then I seen that piece, and when I went,
and the bees came out.
And I crawled out of there like a snake, and I went, mother of God. And then that kid took that thing when he got there. And then about 2 weeks later, I'm going to see if I can find that jar of honey. I'll show you. That shit looks like a paw. Keep it around me. I can't have sugar enough to stick that honey every once in a while. 40 gallons, man.
Really? Out of the wall.
55 pounds of bees, what this boy told me that box weighed.
Man, oh man.
We figured it was almost 300 pounds of bees. I know what happened to it. My wife did it. And let me have sweets.
I take your word for it.
Yeah, it crystallized, yeah.
Yep. But that doesn't hurt it. You can just heat it up and it's good.
So that boy promised me some comb.
Oh, yeah, yep.
And about a month later, I hear this vehicle pull up and I turn and look, and there's a trailer. And I open the door and I walk out. Kid bounced out, he's wearing a t-shirt, you know.
It's
yanked that door open to that trailer.
Trailer full of beehives?
Sacking bees, man. I mean, I like to die. And he took 2 5-gallon buckets and set them in here and said, here's your comb. And I was upstairs by then.
You drove away.
And you know what he said? Scarred for life, y'all. Scarred for life. I was like, you get out of here and take them damn bees with you.
She needs you.
What, baby?
What would you call this and put this on there? What would you put that as?
Fabulous art.
Indian Village.
And by the way, that's a Luna moth. The big giant moths
that fly around
at night.
With the big eyes. They look like...
They look like owl eyes.
Owl eyes, yeah. Can I get a picture of you two with it?
Sure. Those would be so cool, like screw Bigfoot. To see a Luna moth at night in full moon is really magnificent.
Okay. Hang on. Wait. You gotta wait. Sorry.
I'm waiting.
Okay.
I'm waiting. Posing.
We're good.
Okay. Thank you.
Dude, I don't drink no more. I get a buzz off of doing my art now.
Well, you could probably get all that spray paint.
No, we masked up.
Credit.
That stuff's very, very lethal. Take your kidney.
Oh, you mask up? Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I had kidney failure twice. I was in the hospital, and they kept saying I was on drugs and all this stuff.
Was from all the paint?
I read a book. A kid brought me a book about street art. So the fastest way to die is it comes to your ears, absorbs to your eyes, your fingernails.
Crazy.
And it goes straight to your kidneys and liver. So, you know, after the hurt, I had long hair, always went in, like, dying. And they were like, oh, you're a junkie. And I was like, I'm not.
Yeah, I'm going to wrap this.
And then I told my doctor came in and said, read this. In the middle of the damn book, I told a whole thing about how dangerous it was.
Yeah.
I was like, what do you think of that, doc? He said, this was latex. He said, I think you better start wearing gloves and washing your hands all the time. So these kids came here today. They were pre-K and kindergarten with all, what do you call it, altruism and stuff like the special needs kids.
Yeah, yeah.
And I mashed them all up, and they were so cute, and they had their little hoodies on and stuff. And I was like, just when you thought Mardi Gras was over, it's time to mask again, you know?
And they painted?
Yeah, I mean, they all made a piece, and I had the frames made for them and stuff.
Nice. That's good
of you. It was really cool.
Well, you got a great place here.
That was the highlight of my day, the kids. And they ate their lunch on the floor. Yeah, they were very polite. And then they sat, everybody had to sit on the catfish and the stuff.
Can't be kids.
I met this old man. He's 77. He's got dementia and early stages of Alzheimer's, and he's trying to unload his business on me. We became friends over these stupid animals from Mexico.
Oh, yeah?
And he called me the other night and said, now, you know I'm going to die, and I'm getting Alzheimer's. I don't want to leave Shirley and Barbara with this mess. And he's very, very wealthy, very wealthy. And he lives in Goodby, Louisiana. He has a 3,000-acre cattle farm formerly owned by the Piccadilly Cafeteria founder. He's got the biggest barn in Louisiana. It's packed full of antiques to the roof.
Hmm.
20 years Air Force, 17 years in London as a fine antique dealer, 20 years import-export in Mobile. And then bought this ranch out here, and he's selling Mexican crap, and he's going to Mexico. His wife's wigging out. He's 77. She don't want him going down there. So he called me up the other night, and he goes, you know I like you, you little son of a bitch. You remind me of you. I'm just like you. I'm just older. And la, 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 la. I said, stop that shit, Al. There's nothing wrong with you. You're listening to too many doctors. And he does this, la, 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 you know, I'm getting dementia. So he offered me this terrific deal, and I went and told Millionaire Boy, I said, what would you do? He said, I say we buy it and get the 80 acres behind it. It's a key lot.
Yeah.
I said, I know. I said, I'm just proud as punch that old man likes me that much.
Yeah.
He's on American Pickers, and he's strutting around his bib overalls, and he got long. He grew his hair out long and shit. He's just ornery as can be.
And he's got a barn load full of stuff down there? Yeah.
Barn, dude. I'm talking about a barn. It's so big. You just stand there. And then in the barn, I'm looking at all these antiques, and I realize they ain't tables. They're farm wagons from the turn of the century.
Mm, yeah. Piled full of stuff.
With hand-painted pinstriping and stuff. Wow, dude. He goes, I'll let you have this 4% of rent purchase. Needs a new well. I said, I can fix that with dry ice, man. We'll blow the sand point out with a rag and some dry ice. He goes,
or shoot a 22 down there. That's the other thing I've heard.
Well, that's what he said. He said, how do you know this shit? I said, I drilled wells one time for my uncle in Fort Myers, Florida. If he didn't hit fresh water, he pulled all the pipe up and he didn't pay.
That was his deal?
Oh, he died a multimillionaire down there. Hard work never hurt nobody.
No.
I'm getting a little tired of it.
How old are you?
She teaches 64. She teaches them little young kids.
Yeah.
And they whipped my butt today in 3 hours. I was done. I was toast.
Well, they wear you out. Yeah.
It just
You're sending your art up to the Arctic Circle.
You come back up there, we'll take care of you, okay?
Yeah.
You know what? I was at that Mall of the Americas.
We never go there, though.
We went, it had this big sculpture, and was pulling it up. And I'm standing by this plate glass window on the fourth floor, right? And none of the lights were on inside this big cavernous thing. And I let go. It freaked me out so bad, I let go. A goddamn roller coaster went flying by the window, like hauling ass, like woo, woo, woo. And I looked at Barry Barth, and he looked at me, and he was like, wow, man, get the sculpture. Did you just see that? He goes, we've been driving for 30-something hours up there. I thought I was hallucinating. A little bit later, here come that damn roller coaster flying by us again, and we looked down in there, and it was Camp Snoopy.
It is Camp Snoopy.
So my nephew was 7 years old, and I called my cousin up and said, meet me at the Mall of the Americas tonight. It's employees appreciation night. All the craftspeople that worked on the building and all.
Oh, right. Get
they let them bring their kids for free. So I was Uncle Kadunkle for the rest of my life.
Nice.
You're the best uncle ever, man.
Oh,
the kids got to ride everything in there, you know.
Nice.
Well, we should go.
Okay, yep, guys. Let you guys close up.
Great.
Where
are
you going to dinner at?
Well, we're not sure. Somewhere.
Tom knows.
What is the name of the street?
Where's Tom?
He's out there.
He's outside.
Tom's a foodie.
Right. Tom's way ahead of us. He's
looking for dinner. Man.
We're going to the Italian Southern.
Diabetes. Italian Barrel and Barrett Street.
No, it's something real close by here.
Marisa?
Hey, Tom.
Arabella?
Maybe. Where are we going to dinner?
You going to Arabella's?
We're going to Adult.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. Lucky to get in there. Have the veal. It's the shit.
Oh, we don't have reservations.
Oh, well, if you don't get in there, I suggest go to Coop's on Decatur Street.
Okay.
It's across from Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville.
Mm-hmm.
It's the excellent, and make sure you tell them I sent you.
That's not in the quarter?
It's in the quarter. Oh. Or Marisa on the corner here is Northern Italian. I eat there almost every night. It kicks ass.
All right. Wait, well, how's it? Marisa?
Marisa. It's in the rice mill on the corner. It opened at 5.
Hey. All right.
Hey, thanks again.
Thanks.
It's been a pleasure.
See me
really.
There, just as soon as I get this damn paint off my
Okay. Hand. Okay.
I'll be see if y'all go over there, I'll see you there.
Okay.
It's very, very good.
Okay, nice. Excellent.
Tell him Dr. Bob sent you.
Oh, he's not going to want to see us?
Yeah. No. Yeah. Well, I always love to go to the artist studio because they're always so weird.
Right. Well, he's a weird dude.